Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Right Fit, Sports Fitness and Wellness, Chicago area, Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, and MVP Parent Magazine. We've got a great doubleheader today. Suzanne Gray returns. She's an author. She's the owner and founder of one of our supporters, Right Fit Sports Fitness and Wellness in the Chicago suburban areas, youth, adults, those with disabilities. And then Matt Arciuolo is going to be joining us. He's a board-certified podorthist with Footstar Orthotics, and he's the co-founder and the inventor of the exciting high-performance VKTRY Victory Carbon Insoles. Then it's the sports doctors, some emails. Suzanne Gray, welcome back.
Welcome to you. It's exciting talking to you. Happy, healthy new year, and hi to your amazing audience.
Absolutely. It's right. It's still the new year. Good luck to us all. Suzanne, give us some background on you and Right Fit.
Well, this company is 18 plus years, so I'm really proud of some of the founding principles, which is our secret formula, APR, Assess Progress Results, has always made us succeed, even in this COVID time when I found many silver linings, Bob, for corporate Right Fit, gave us an amazing opportunity to redesign business systems, change inefficient work habits, and claim a new role for me as ambassador for corporate Right Fit. So as we prioritized, we took our trademark inclusive fitness, sports, and wellness programs and evolved them into, I'm really excited to tell you about this, three of our current brands and affiliates, BASE, directed by, I'm proud, my son, Steve Gray, Raise the Bar, directed by Brad LaRocque, which is our specialized inclusive fitness program for people with physical and mental challenges, and Restore Fit with your good old friend and owner, director, Mike Andrews. So we got the full circle. We're going to make sure that everyone...
Not only are they the full circle, but they've all been guests of mine on the Sports Doctor. You were one of my guests, I don't know, when you first started, when you and I were very excited about the challenges of childhood obesity, when we were very excited about the special work you were doing and writing about with autism and exercise. I'll try to figure out the exact date you were on. I don't know, 15 years, 17, give or take a few weeks. And, of course, it's great to have your support. You know, Mike Andrews, we go back four decades, one of the premier trainers from superstars to grandmas. Now he's restoring everybody. When we were first rocking and rolling, we were working with the Olympic teams and the professional teams and the top figure skaters with our sports medicine mentor, the great sports therapist, Bob Guida. You know, it's interesting, Suzanne, gyms have been closed. COVID has been incredibly challenging. One of my questions was, you know, how have you adapted? It's amazing to hear how positive you are talking about how you've reinvented or you're working on all sorts of new, quote unquote, silver linings. And again, tell us about some of the specialties. Again, you mentioned some of the programs. So you can deal with some of the top kids in the country, and you could be dealing with their grandparents and everybody in between, true?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I think when I think of the BASE affiliate, I think of people like you, my clients, my community, my family, friends that have formed the base of what we can't ever exclude, my 17 plus years in this particular business. But here's basis formed. Then you have Steve, who grew up around all this, designing something that for population seeking functional fitness performance, individual goals through assessment. They want to elevate their performance, Bob. You've been used to this from all the ankles and injuries that you've had to deal with from high-level athletes. I want to increase my strength, my endurance. I want to lose weight, or you see me, I want to gain muscle because I know at my age that's the fountain of youth. So I want to make sure that I...
You know, it's the new medicine, Suzanne.
Yes.
It's the new medicine we talked about. The new medicine is eat smarter and keep moving. And whatever your level happens to be, if you include and pay big attention to what we've talked about on the sports doctor called the mental game, the incredibly important mental health has been one of the most important areas throughout this whole pandemic. It's been such a challenge for so many people. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. You go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you click on radio shows, you can go back almost a decade with the guests from all over the world, local, international, so many different topics and subjects. Listen to whatever you want. Before then, I have to get the reel-to-reel stuff out of the drawers for you to listen to. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of articles that I and others have participated, whether it's in Lower Extremity Review magazine, whether we're all excited about MVP Parent magazine, topics from concussions to one of my hottest articles, which is still is Women and High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. You know, it's really been it's a great article. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. We have a lot of great, important information that's included also on LinkedIn. If you want to follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Suzanne Gray, the founder, owner, Right Fit, fitness, wellness, performance. What's the website that people could find out all about you and your programs?
Right-fit.com or Suzanne at right-fit.com. Bob, they can email me personally. So look up Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, and they'll see the affiliates, BASE, Restore Fit, our award-winning autism and inclusive program, Raise the Bar. Anything like that, I'd love to hear from them, because especially during these times, we've got to get these kids outdoors playing again, get them away from the TVs and the computer screens. And the technology is really what concerns me, that
This is good luck to all of us with the technology that has exploded all around us. And the return to sports in high schools, colleges, and whatever, between the canceling of games, between the not knowing if you're playing or you're not, between having to be at home and not even be in school. Again, the mental anguish of all of us, whether it's the parents, whether it's the kids, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the athletes, and the mental experts I've had on the show, Suzanne, have really stressed that at whatever level this anxiety of these of so many athletes who can't play, and have all of these different challenges between school and et cetera. The bottom line, again, one of them is the importance of exercise and staying healthy as one of our biggest weapons to fight the virus, to enhance our immune system. And I think that's gotten a lot of awareness, but it was kind of lost in the shuffle when they were closing everything, it seems.
I am so happy to hear you say that one of the most important things that we can do for parents and for children is now to reverse and change some of these habits of sitting at home, because we're starting, when they come in to write, that we're seeing that their motor skills have declined, and they're definitely haven't been getting enough bone and strengthening muscle activities. So, of course, they're young, and they can engage in activities and get fast results. So it's important that I emphasize this today, that we've got to be open and we've got to listen to all sides, and most important, children with unlimited brimming potential, they've got to get back and play, and they've got to socialize and have fun again. Play is so important.
Yes. Of course, the topic, which is a key topic, as you know, for years on the Sports Doctor, is youth sports safety. The reason I co-authored the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally, because of the pressure to play hurt, this kind of pressure with not knowing with schedules, the pressure to be pushy too much, et cetera. And I think it's amazing how we're still as challenged with that as we are with childhood obesity, with all the awareness and activity and excitement. We're still treading water, aren't we?
Yes, and
it's amazing.
That thoroughly, you know me, I'm passionate, I love youth fitness, have a dream to take this Raise the Bar program to the Carolinas. So you taught me, if you can't pull your own weight, that was way back, we've got some issues, and parents have got to find fitness specialists who, like you're saying, that can communicate, educate, and teach
children. It amazes me, Suzanne, to see, you know, our old friend Rick Osborne, who basically created Pull Your Own Weight, and in English,
yes,
it is that if a child, no matter how long it takes, can perform an unassisted pull-up, they cannot be obese. And the Pull Your Own Weight, pullyourownweight.org, I always found it amazing how difficult it was to assimilate that into the normal routine. It's funny, a couple weeks ago I had on Ann Marchetti. She is the consulting director of Forward, which is the great, you know, DuPage, Illinois program on health and wellness, and it started with, you know, the childhood obesity. And it's just amazing, because whether we're looking at adult obesity, and now obesity is a very big deal because it's one of the major factors and serious consequences with COVID-19. So it's become really, really magnified in its importance. And it's just sometimes you bang your head against the wall. We see statistic-wise, adults and children, obesity is one of our gigantic problems. It's amazing.
It definitely is, and I'm going to be one that lets you know we're going to fight this, and we're going to be adamant about, you know, communicating with these children actually and virtually, and getting them the self-esteem they need to change lifetime habits and live a healthier lifestyle. We just have to do it.
Yes, you know, competitive sports, you know, ain't necessarily, health and wellness. Competitive sports is a whole different animal besides, because by the time kids reach high school, 80% of them are not in any sports. So the idea of having activities, and like you said, right off the bat, you talked about, we got to get these kids back in action, back into gym class, back into activities. And if they play serious sports, they should be involved in an organization like Right Fit to try to do two things. One, can I prevent problems and injuries? And two, can I enhance performance? I mean, Mike Andrews and I were doing that 45 years ago. I think it would take a few weeks. Right?
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Hi, Michael. Yes. And if, you know, youth sports is such a big business today. And again, everybody knows the ranting, raving parent or the screaming coach, and this tremendous overemphasis many times on winning and pushing these kids. So I think what you just said again will underline it. You know, the idea of having these kids have health and wellness and important lifestyle. I think our awareness seems to have grown so much, which is why I find it this incredible puzzle that when it comes to the statistics, sometimes we're are still treading water. What are some of the sports that you see with the kids who come in your doors?
Well, I'll tell you what's exciting during this time at Bay Sit Performance. We have had, Bob, an array, everything from football, volleyball, cross country, dance, and skating. It's been wonderful.
What are the ages? What are the ages you see?
From about 8 up into, we have college now that are coming in, so that's been wonderful. And watching the small group all the way to the one-on-one training has been so comprehensive in the approach, and also having affiliations like yourself. Like, if this is what you need, then this is your next step out to meet another professional that can enhance the training.
Well, you guys are also, a couple of minutes we have left, you know, you guys are champions of the adult and child disabilities, and that you've been paying attention to that, like you said, with autism and whatever. So that's got to be something that is so well received throughout our communities and the schools, I would think.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and I'll tell you, before we end today, I had to do some soul searching when the village came and said they wanted me to organize a turkey trot on November 21st, Bob, the 2020, and that was smack in the middle where I said, okay, virtual and actual, and it was an unexpected challenge, but I'll tell you, because of communication and knowing people like yourself and professionals in the field, we did it, virtual and actual, and we raised over $3,000 for Ray Graham Association. So
yes,
we've got
fantastic.
To challenge ourselves.
People showed up.
Yeah, they showed up. And because people like you and me, you know, it's the confidence and watching them out there with grandparents, walking, running, during
Suzanne,
this time.
Suzanne, give me, I can't believe time always flies.
I
with
know.
You. We're out of time.
It's
give
fun.
Me the, give me the website. People can find out all about what you guys are doing.
Okay. For what mostly I talked about today, go to www.bayfitperformance.com, www.bayfitperformance.com. If you want to talk to me more in my ambassador role, Suzanne@right-fit.com.
Great. Thanks so much. Hold on, Suzanne. We'll be right back, everybody, to Sports Talk. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. everybody. We are back live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And we want to welcome Matt Arciuolo, board certified podorthist with Footstar Orthotics. And he's the co-founder, inventor of the exciting high performance VKTRY, Victory Carbon Insoles. Matt, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks for having me. Should I call you Dr. Bob?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Yes. Good, good being here. Good being here.
A month and a half ago, we had your CEO, Steve Wasik, as a guest. Matt, give us some background on you and the carbon insoles.
Sure. My family comes from a long line of shoe people, and we're a fourth-generation shoe store, and we've been doing custom orthotics, custom footwear, and custom braces for years. In 2002, became a certified podorthist, and in 2005, was lucky enough to become the podorthist of the United States Olympic bobsled and skeleton team, training out of Lake Placid, New York. And just doing their custom orthotics, I got to thinking after talking to the athletes and to the coaches about, you know, what could help these guys rather than just doing their standard orthotics. And, you know, we got a feedback from the coaches that said, listen, I mean, there's three things that affect the outcome of a race. One is sled design, and pretty much everyone has the same optimized sled design. The second is driver error, and we try to, you know, suspend that pretty much every day by our training. He said, but if you could get us a tenth of a second in the push, which is the 20
yeah,
or 30
explosive
steps that these...
Yeah, we would see some of the best athletes in the world in so many sports would be recruited to find that explosive. Do you ever work with Ingrid Markham, who's on the women's...
From the bobsled team?
Yes.
No, I did. I did the mostly the men's team. I did the night train with Johnny Quinn.
Ingrid
was
one of my champions, with the bobsled with the women. And again, that challenge of explosive force. Podorthists really are, the shoe experts and the insert experts. And we've used you guys for years when I needed Matt John McEnroe to have particular shoe changes with the shoes of my orthotics. I went to podorthist. My friend Scott Torpy was very, very helpful. So you come from a long line of a family of shoe stores. So the... tell us about the carbon insole technology that excited you.
Okay, well, from my work with braces, with carbon fiber braces, I realized that, with certain individuals with conditions, neurological conditions, drop foot, things like that, where they lose the propulsive nature of the lower limbs, that we could use carbon fiber bracing to help. I said, well, why can't we translate this to athletics? I said, if we can store energy exactly with a carbon insert, then we can get more ground force. And
especially
by getting more ground force, get more
sound.
Oh, no, sure. Yeah, it's got to be
mechanically sound.
Right.
So, you know, it's interesting. The running shoe industry has been all hoopla with different kinds of carbon. Probably for the past, I don't know, whatever it is, 5 years, maybe it's a little bit longer. And, you know, the ability of springing off. We were always concerned about, again, that biomechanical positioning. And as a podorthist, someone who comes from the orthotics world, you're also able to incorporate that very important factor so that we don't cause more trouble than we started with by changing position or other kinds of imbalances that these athletes might have, you know?
Yeah, sure. There's almost always an unintended effect, right? So, I mean, as a podorthist, you can kind of integrate the performance with comfort and not interfering with the normal biomechanics of the human body. So when I designed this, I designed it to complement the human gait cycle. So that's
How long ago was that? I mean, this is you guys have been around, what, a decade?
As a company, we've been around about 4 years, but we've been, I've been doing this since 2008 for the, you know, for athletes. But we became an official company in 2016, 17.
What's the website people could find out all about Victory?
No, it's VKTRY gear. GEAR.com. VKTRY gear.com.
I told you, CEO Steve, that I thought adding the word gear on to your title was brilliant when we talked about the importance of the foot, the role of the foot, the importance of orthotics, that whole area being then routinely assumed as part of the gear, I think is a terrific important point. And I we talked about that when I had Stephen on the show, and the idea of you have different types, different phases of the insoles. Tell us about some of the different. You have hundreds of athletes, college, pro, in different schools who are wearing your insoles. Oh, don't you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have, we're in over 300 universities and pro teams. We're going to have 100 athletes in the NFL combine this year. And we're very proud of that. Part of the technology that I designed into the VK carbon plate is a kind of a customization. What I mean by that is there's 5 different pro levels that the VKs are available in, depending upon the sport, shoe size, and weight. So this way, you can kind of get a customized VK for yourself, because you know a 300-pound athlete is going to need a lot more spring than a 90-pound cheerleader. So we've kind of have an algorithm that will figure out the proper stiffness level for each individual.
Do you ever add your carbon fiber to a previous, in some way, shape, or form, polypropylene orthotic?
Now, you really can't use a polypro because polypropylene is, you know, non-forgiving. We can't adhere it, but we can do it. We can adhere the, and we do. We offer our platinum, VK Platinum, which is a full custom orthotic with the Victory technology built right in. But it will go... works the best with an accommodative orthotic rather than functional.
Okay. And, you know, especially when you start getting generic, you know, and
exactly.
You want to be able to be, because if the athlete ain't comfortable, he or she ain't wearing them.
That's what we found when we first started. We were using fiberglass at first and before we went into the carbon fiber, and it's, you know, I could have designed something that gives twice the amount of spring, but the athletes couldn't wear it. It was uncomfortable. So what good is it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the idea, it's funny, when I had, again, your CEO, Steve, on, and I said, what kind of name is, you know, VKTRY? He said, hey, Doc, it's Victory. You know?
Yeah,
said,
you got it. You got it.
I wasn't sure about that. How do people get made? When you talk about someone who wants your custom device, where are you anyway? Where are you out of?
We're out of Milford, Connecticut. That's where our corporate headquarters is, and that's where my Podorthic office is. And we can do the custom orthotics either in person or as we do with people that are farther away, we send them a crush box, a foam impression box, so they can make a proper foot impression, and with an evaluation form that they fill out with any issues that they may have.
Yeah,
that's
the key. I still use messy plaster, and I still use it because I find it the most precise. But the measuring boxes, we've had better and better success. And, of course, you're giving somebody all the different instructions, because the key, again, is that mold, is that prescription, right? Yeah. Where you're going to have somebody when you're looking to make some corrections, because, of course, I'm prejudiced as a sports podiatrist also. But there's no way an optimum orthotic doesn't enhance performance. I don't care what your sport is.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Sure. But you know, so we take that foam impression box, and once we get it back, we scan it with a laser scanner, and then we do any digital modifications or corrections to it, and then we build in the VK carbon plate right into it. So the athlete gets the therapeutic benefits and corrective benefits of a custom orthotics with the performance and stability benefits of our carbon plate.
Yes, and the you know, it's funny, carbon plates initiated in thicker areas, Matt, you know, when you had athletes with turf toe and they were looking mm-hmm. to be able to stop somebody from bending that toe as best they could, they sure. would then, you know, have a carbon insole that would not allow that kind of bending, would control it. You know, but again, I found it fascinating when I read about you working with the Olympic bobsled team, because again, we would see them finding the most powerful, most explosive athletes in whatever the sport was, and try to get them on that sled, man. Right?
Pushing That's right. Off. I mean, most of their athletes I saw are. I mean, there's not a lot of athletes that start out in bobsled. A lot of the athletes in bobsled are track and football stars.
Oh yes.
So you know, we work very closely. We want
Bo Jackson and Herschel Walker pushing the sled.
Exactly. Yeah, they can't be so big that they can't fit in a sled, though. But the idea here is that each athlete gets the proper plate for their sport and for their size. And from working with the NFL coaches and players, we quickly realized what an issue turf toe was, especially with football athletes. And so we developed a new VK stiffness level called the Pro 7. And the Pro 7 is designed to assist that first metatarsal in, number one, not dorsiflexing or bending back so far for the sprain, but also assist them in plantar flexing, which is gives them a little bit more propulsion.
Yes. So, you know, that was such big news before the Super Bowl, you know, with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes,
In that regard, we're talking, Matt Arciolo. Matt, give me quickly the website people can go to, and then we're going to come back for another segment.
Here is www.vktrygear.com.
Okay, we'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor, everybody, live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we are chatting with Matt Arciolo. He's a board-certified podorthist with Footstar Orthotics. He's the co-founder, inventor of high-performance VKTRY, Victory Carbon Insoles. Who's your co-founder?
My wife, my lovely wife, Felicia, is our co-founder, without which I would not be able to be standing here today.
I hear you. Well, I'm glad we brought her up.
Believe me.
Share the show with her friends.
We'll have her on in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Now, talk to me a little bit about the age variables, just in general, how young you might be dealing with some of these, so junior high school or club sports. What are the ages, Matt, you've been involved with?
Well, we generally don't recommend Victory Insol for, you know, age 12. And some of it's size dependent also, as far as well as age. You might get a, you know, a 12-year-old that's, 170 pounds. He'd probably handle a VK. But we generally don't like to recommend the Victory Insol for under 12 years of age. First of all, they're growing fast. But secondly, we want to, you know, make sure the growth plates are formed and that, you know, they have, you know,
well, you know what?
Integrity in the foot.
You know, so I put 10-year-olds in orthotics doing double and triple jumps and figure skating for the past four decades, give or take a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of orthotic control in young adolescents is a big deal. So I would give you a pearl of mine from the sports doctor, which is to consider absolutely 8, 9 and above to absolutely safely be able to use. And when you're talking orthotic positioning and very forgivable materials, that's something I think you could absolutely safely include. And to me, it's a big deal because youth sports, many times you're already serious on the tennis or soccer field and you're 11 years old. Where's my insole? Right?
Yep.
So,
yep. Yeah. Well, it's one thing when you see the patient in person, but Victory is dealing with people from all over the world, and
absolutely,
we don't really know how, you know, we're not dispensing the device, so we're on the safe side. We like to go a little bit older. As far as custom goes, we'll go down that. Sure.
Yeah. Well, on the other extreme, you know, when you're dealing with the best athletes in the world, when you're dealing with pro athletes.
Yep.
Again, you know, you have such small windows, many times, of acceptance. Again, like we talked about in the beginning, like is he comfortable? How's he doing? Is it, you know, because turf toe is not a medical condition. Turf toe is any kind of disruption of that whole capsule and tendons and ligaments around the very, very, very important big toe joint. So if the right. And controlling those dramatic forces, which one of the things I like about your technology, I think would probably be preventing a lot of problems. How are the athletic trainers and coaches at these different levels? How's their feedback been, Matt?
It's been great. I mean, it's usually they order them as on an as needed basis, you know, for an injury issue. And you know, they're a little bit reluctant. They have their, you know, kind of set ways about their, what they're getting. You know, they don't want to disrupt, a lot of the ATs don't want to disrupt,
what works
technique. And, you know, if they don't have a problem, they don't want to touch it. But, slowly but surely, people are discovering that VK is not only help in performance, but also help in preventing injury prevention and protection. So we just got some studies back from the Corey Stringer Institute, KSI up in UConn, that confirmed that.
Yes. Well, we see, you know, one of my guests, again, I've had them on numerous times in the past, Worldwide Superfeet. I saw Superfeet in hockey skates and figure skates 35 years ago. And we usually found even a good over-the-counter measurable insole is almost always helpful in so many different ways. So I think the idea, but like we, you know, like you just mentioned, you know, teams have, they have their own sponsors, they have their own interests and whatever. But when you start talking about, do you want to be a step or two quicker, people are listening. And they listen more intently than when you're talking about will prevent injuries, even
That's
though they're
true.
Listening. If you're talking to
very
me about jumping higher or and a lot of your promotion is very, very, very much excited about those types of things. And so you have, again, like you said, lots of experience in being able to recommend, you know, how stiff or in what capacity that fiber insole might be indicated. And have you found, for the most part, no trouble?
Say again?
I was talking about the negative feedback as far as it aggravating something or causing problems, like when you do anything on a larger scale. How's that feedback been?
Good question. We have, you know, we developed the algorithm that will predict what flex level would be the most advantageous from biomechanical standpoint and from a performance and stability standpoint. So it was a lot of, actually, years of taking different factors into account. We've got it pretty well down now as far as the avoiding any negative. Once in a while, you'll get, you know, someone that says it's a little stiff. Or
have you put any in figure skates, Matt?
VKs in skates and skis are at the very least part of the spectrum as far as performance, because there's no flex in the foot. VKs work the best as far as when the foot dorsiflexes and plantar
flexes.
Right,
when you don't get a lot.
You don't get a lot of that in the. You don't depend on that for propulsion.
Do you find also that the technology helps and enhances shock absorption when you've got some of that flexibility? And again, let's imagine in our minds that someone's on a ball of foot, they're exploding out of a stance, and or they're coming down for a rebound, they're coming down, changing direction, that again, this technology can enhance some absorption of shock. Have you seen that, Matt?
Yes, certainly. Eccentric is just as important as concentric. I mean, the saying is we teach our athletes to for explosive starts, but we don't teach them how to stop. And
yes,
the bigger the athletes are getting, the more important.
Yes.
The eccentric is stopping the athlete safely.
Yes.
And so
that's why I've always liked rubber band resistance so much over the years, as far as strengthening the feet and ankles, which is, we make such a big deal out of it on the sports doc. I don't care what
right.
your sport is, what your level is. We want to work those, strengthen those feet and ankles.
Right.
And again, that word you used, eccentric, imagine you're stretching a rubber band and your ability to control it snapping back, your ability to hold it in space is really that eccentric capability. And again, I see that in that, you know, the carbon, not only in propulsion, but also again in that eccentric force. Doesn't surprise me. Is the running shoe industry at this point in time the only industry that's incorporating anything at all? Oh, I can't believe we're almost out of time, Matt. I want to, it flew through this conversation. Give me the website again. People can find out all about the carbon insole.
Sure. It's www.vktry and the word gear, GEAR.com.
The Dorthist, co-founder, inventor of VKTRY. Again, long time with Footstar Orthotics, Matt Archiolo. Thanks so much for joining me. Hold on, Matt. We'll be right back.
Thank you,
everybody.
Doctor.
Sports Doc.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. This is our Sports Doctors In segment. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? You can listen to whatever you would like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you can read an array of articles on so many topics. What's the best shoe for your son or daughter, the whole world of concussions, so many great articles in Lower Extremity Review magazine, all the newspaper stuff we've done to categorize. So check that out. As everybody knows, we talk about some upcoming shows. We're excited. Next week, we've got the dynamic Shay Vaughn. For decades, she's been one of the champions and leaders in fitness and wellness and exercise. Shay Robics, and then Kate Namatola-Hahi. She is the education director of the famous National Alliance of Youth Sports, and their tremendous programs for park districts, coaches in the incredible world of youth sports safety. Following week, Doc Cynthia Daugherty, PhD, she's a transformation specialist, and she'll be joining us along with Charisse Matthews, personal trainer of athletes from kids to superstars, and her exciting nutritional products, Life Vantage. Some emails right off the bat. Jerry says, what are my thoughts on Tiger Woods? Yes, Tiger Woods, severe injuries. He's lucky he's alive. Severe orthopedic injuries in that car accident. And when you start hearing the term shattered ankle, this is a real concern. Of course, the broken legs, absolutely real concern. But when the breaks are in between and they're not growth centers, people heal. They can come back. When we're talking foot ankle and all sorts of joint concerns, that's my real concern. But if anybody can come back, Tiger could do it. I just saw an interview with him a few days ago talking about his excitement because he was coming back from his fifth back disc procedure. Everybody was asking him, when are you playing? Are you going to be at the Masters? And now he's facing some tremendous challenges again with these serious leg fractures and that foot ankle involvement also, but he is awake, he's alert, and he is on the mend, and we send him our best healing vibes, like everybody else all over the world. Ella says, my daughter's 10 and a half years old. She's already a serious figure skater. She's been skating since she's five. She's doing lots of double jumps. She's even practicing some triples. What are your thoughts? You know, Ella, my first thought is the 2010 Olympic gold medalist who grew up here in Naperville, Illinois, Evan Lysacek, was your daughter's age when we first put orthotics in his skates, and the rest is history. So we are very concerned at that early age with all the jumping. So we really want to be paying big attention to how much she's doing, to what her off-ice training is, lots of balance work to strengthen the back, strengthen the feet, ankles. Very, very important that we are working with a personal trainer or physical therapist to strengthen Ella as best we can. And then to be paying attention again with trying to stay out of trouble. I'm prejudiced, Ella, but we've had great success just talking about the role of orthotics in the world of figure skating is a huge part of my practice and specialty. And when done properly, that's one of the best things you could do for two reasons. Custom orthotics in the skates. Number one, it's one of our best ways to stay out of trouble. Our back, our knees. 50% of the girls I've seen over the years in the world of figure skating, it's knee problems that are putting orthotics in the skates. So orthotics, very successful in trying to stay out of trouble with proper alignment. The other exciting part is enhancing performance. Like I said many times on the Sports Doctor, I've never had a coach in figure skating call and say, you slowed the kid down, you messed up their balance. Almost always we hear the opposite. Boy, this kid is doing things she couldn't do before. Her edges are so much sharper. She's a step or two quicker. So you want to pay attention to that you're doing proper strengthening to stay out of trouble. And you're monitoring how much she's doing with her coach, and that you're paying attention again to the biomechanics. You know, haven't mentioned whether we've got a history of problems at all. Look seriously at orthotics. Read my articles on my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, about that. Denise says, my 16-year-old is already playing 4 or 5 days a week tennis, and he really likes using cross trainers. You know, Denise, cross trainers are sports shoes that are not individually for a particular sport, which is my main recommendation, but they have the criteria of side-to-side support for whatever the sport happens to be. So we might see the kid who is up on the football field playing with cross trainers or in the gym playing basketball with cross trainers, or maybe even playing, again, something like tennis and doing very, very well. The big point is we don't want to be in running shoes. Running shoes are made for one foot in front of the other. Cross trainers are side to side. Although I would talk to your son about, let's look at tennis shoes, shoes that are designed with tennis in mind, and that should be a step up from the cross trainer. You know, we talk about all the time about returning to youth sports, the challenges with COVID. Each individual area has so many different rules. And we want to be able to make sure that rushing back into sports where we're seeing our share of overuse problems. Remember how we always talked about on the Sports Doctor, the terrible twos, doing too much too soon, with the chaos of schedules, whether we're playing or whether not, the chaos with the virus, we've run into all sorts of different problems of, again, pushing too much too soon. So pay attention to being prepared for the return with your sport. And again, stay informed, stay safe. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks to BBS Radio. We'll catch you next week, everybody. Sports Doctor, live from Chicago.